Blog Talk Radio.
We believe. We believe in home and all the magical things that come with it. We believe in forts made from sofa cushions and blankets, licking the frosting off the mixer, and hanging masterpieces on the refrigerator door. We believe in gardens and that the sun recharges your soul. We believe in sending your neighbors smoke signals and celebrating for no reason at all. We believe in Friday night sleepovers and Sunday morning sleep-ins. We believe in the man cave, the woman cave, and having a lock on the master bedroom door. And finally, we believe your home really is your castle, and that our calling in life is to find the one that's perfect for you. Coldwell Banker, fulfilling dreams for over 100 years.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Texas Big Real Estate Show. I'm your host, Brad Richard. It is December 18th. This is our last live show for 2017. Next week, obviously, is Christmas Day, the 25th. We will have a special Christmas show on next Monday starting at 3 o'clock. We'll have some awesome Christmas theme photographs in our slideshow, as well as 30 minutes of classic Christmas music. So mark your calendars for that and check out our Christmas show next Monday. And then that'll wrap up our first season of the Texas Big Real Estate Show for this year. Today we have a featured realtor on with us today. Shannon Franzen is our featured realtor with Coldwell Banker. In the video slideshow player, you'll be able to see her listings there, the MLS numbers and the prices. And Shannon's contact information is below her her picture, along with her name. So just give her a call if you're interested in any of the listings you see on the show today. And our special guest that we have with us this week is Susan Botard with Fidelity National Home Warranty. And I believe Susan's on the line with us. Are you there?
I am, Brad.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you.
Well, today we are going to talk about, for the benefit of our listeners, our buyers and our sellers, we are going to talk about home warranties and how important they are. If you can kind of start off by giving us a little brief history of yourself and of the company, when it was started, and what do you offer at Fidelity National?
Okay. Fidelity National Home Warranty has been around since 1995, so we've got over 25 years in business, and we are a part of the Fidelity National Financial parent company, which is a Fortune 500 company. So we've got a lot of great backing and history and ties to the real estate market with our title companies, et cetera. So I have been selling home warranties for, almost 17 years now. Started off in each company that I've been with several different companies, but we've been bought. So I've never really changed. I've just always been acquired. So I've got a lot of experience and love serving the East Texas agents. So, and then you'll know a little bit about what a home warranty is.
So well, sure. Let's kind of cover, I know buyers – buyers and sellers, I think sometimes it's kind of misunderstood. You know, buyers want to get a home warranty on the property that they're purchasing, but mm-hmm. there's also an element to a home warranty on the seller's side, and that it's in, you know, that it's also important for sellers to get a home warranty as well. And
right.
So if you can talk about, the advantages of the home warranty for both buyers and sellers, and then we'll kind of get into the different levels that are available, the bronze, silver, and gold level of a home warranty. And just we'll take it from there.
Okay. I'm going to start with the buyer's home warranty because that's what most people are most familiar with. And how that goes is that usually or a lot of the time the seller is going to provide the home warranty for the buyer at the time of closing. And so the mechanical systems in the home are what's covered by the home warranty, such as heating, air conditioning, appliances, plumbing, electrical, garage door openers. And then there's, of course, there's options that can be added if you have a swimming pool or septic, that kind of thing. But there also is a seller's coverage, which it's pretty much the same coverage, but it's limited in some areas, and the can have that added when they list their home with an agent. So that protects them during the listing period. Ours is 180 days, and so during that time, if something fails due to normal wear and tear, you know, we're going to step in and help them out. So
okay, now does that if they have a home warranty, if the seller has a home warranty on their property and then they list the property, does that home warranty transfer to the buyer, or is the buyer going to be getting a different home warranty coverage?
If the seller already has, they bought a house, when they bought the house, they had a warranty on there and they've renewed it every year, then we can transfer it to the new buyer and prorate it so they'll have a full year of coverage. Or if they're doing seller's coverage, you know, they've just had it on since the time they listed the house, at the time of closing, they will get a full year warranty.
Okay. So it does convey. I mean, it
yes.
does go to the buyer.
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay, awesome. And for the sellers that do not have home warranties, when they list their home, the buyers, they either need to buy it themselves or have the seller provide it for them when
Correct.
They purchase the home.
Right.
Okay. And
I know there's the
negotiation process. That's the fun part. and then what are the different levels? Because I do know that you have like three different tiers, correct?
We do. We have what we call our standard warranty, our comprehensive plus, and then our enhanced plan. And the comprehensive plus helps keep the buyer's costs down. It provides more coverage than just the standard, but it's still going to cover the major things like your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, you know, the equipment and the labor. But sometimes there's going to be costs that the standard doesn't cover and or things that the standard doesn't cover that the comprehensive plus will. And then the enhanced plan is just if you want refrigerator, washer, and dryer included as well. It's the comprehensive plus with those things added.
Okay. So it's kind of a buffet.
Yes, exactly.
As far as the coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the standard policy, what exactly does the standard policy cover? Just the basic.
It's going to cover the mechanical systems in the home, so like the heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, the appliances like the stove, if there's a cooktop, a built-in microwave, dishwasher, garbage disposal. Garage door opener, ceiling fans, that type of things.
Mm-hmm.
Plumbing stoppages.
Okay.
So, but with the comprehensive plus, the thing is there's some charges that the standard, like they don't have the comprehensive plus, and that would be like haul off fees for like heating and air conditioning, hot water heater, that kind of thing. Sometimes the contractors will charge them, you know, several hundred dollars to like haul that stuff off. If they've got the comprehensive plus, then they don't have to worry about paying that. We'll cover those fees. If something has to be brought up to code before it can be fixed, we'll provide them with $250 in coverage to bring it up to code, and then we'll fix whatever the problem is as well. So that's like a $250 savings to them.
That's with the middle
yes.
one.
Yes. Yeah. And then the enhanced plan is the middle one, but with washer, dryer, and refrigerator included as well.
Washer, dryer, refrigerator. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've had buyers ask me the question of garbage disposals. Are those covered?
Yes, they are. That's included in all of them. So.
Okay. And then as far as what level of home warranty do they have to have where their septic system is covered? Because there's a lot of septic systems in East Texas.
Yes, there are. And that's an optional coverage along with like swimming pools, well pumps. And then like if they, you know, if the washer, dryer, refrigerator, that kind of thing are all additional coverages that you can have added. But they're optional, like included in one of the three, unless you add them.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. It makes sense to me.
and the septic's an extra $75.
And that's a steal because septic repairs or septic, I think pumping out the septic, does that include like having it pumped out or not?
Yes, it'll pump the septic once during the term of the contract. Now, it's not going to replace the septic. It's just like to cover the pumps and to pump the septic. So it won't, like if the whole septic has to be replaced, it's not going to cover that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that would be a really good deal for $75,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, I want to remind the live listeners, if you have a question specifically pertaining to home warranty and you'd like to ask your question or ask Susan your question, our call-in number, it's the same number every week, but the call-in number today is 347-996-3057, 347-996-3057. It's not a toll-free number, but everybody has unlimited long distance anyway, so it's kind of non-applicable. But if you'd like to call in and ask a question of myself or Susan, by all means, you know, you can do that. Just give us a call and we'll try to put you into the studio there and put you into in touch with Susan. Also, in the description today for today's show, you'll see Fidelity National Home Warranty in blue. If you click that, it'll take you directly to her website, to Fidelity's website there, and you can get a lot of information there on their website, as well as Susan's picture is there with her phone number, and you can call her directly with any questions or concerns that you may have, whether you have a home warranty currently or you're thinking about purchasing one with your new home or with the home that you have listed if you're a seller. So wanted to just kind of fill people in on those details. Also, I mentioned at the beginning of the show that Shannon Franzen is our featured realtor for this week. She is with Caldwell Banker. She is not on the show with us. We never have our realtors on with us. A lot of them are radio shy, but you can see her listings there in the video player in the slideshow. I believe she has three listings with prices and MLS numbers. And she probably has more properties than those three as well. So give Shannon a call if you're interested in any of those listings that you see there on the video player. So with that being said, I want to jump back into the home warranty market or the home warranty concept here. It's really we as realtors, me and my wife, Michelle, we have seen the advantages of having a home warranty. With many of our buyers, we have not really had a lot of success talking sellers into purchasing them, to be honest with you. We've given them all the reasons to do so. But the buyers that have gotten home warranties, we have gotten emails and calls from our buyers saying, you know, that home warranty we got? Well, 2 months later, you know, the hot water heater went out, or 3 months down the road, this happened, and it's like, you know, thank goodness you guys put that home warranty in the contract because it really saved them a lot of money. So it is really, really important to have that home warranty. And then another question that we get a lot is it an easy process for the buyers to renew their home warranty once that first year has expired? How do they go about doing that? Is it a fairly simple process?
It is. It's very similar to like when you get your renewal and your auto insurance or whatever, you know, that we'll send you 3 to 4 notices, usually about 3 months before it starts, you know, gets close to renew or whatever. And we'll keep sending you notices until, you know, it's like, I think like the week before, whatever, we'll send one saying it's about to expire. So you have a lot of notice that it is coming up for renewal. And all you have to do is you can either renew it online or you can call the 800 number and they'll take payment for you, you know, no problem. Or you can mail check in with the renewal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very easy to renew. And we do let you know way in advance and several times that, you know, it is coming up for renewal.
Now, when you renew, do you have an option to scale down or scale up?
Yes,
or
you can change. You can add additional coverages, or you can, you know, if you want to like go from the comprehensive plus, you want to go down to the standard, you can do that as well. So.
Okay. So you're not locked into the one you got in the beginning. Okay.
No.
Cool.
No.
Okay. What about another question I would have is, let's say someone doesn't get a home warranty at the time of the transaction. They get the home. Maybe the seller didn't agree to purchase the home warranty. And the dollars are like really tight, you know, at the closing table, and there's really no more money left. The process to buy one later, is there a certain time frame or I mean, when do they have to buy that home warranty if they don't get it at close and they buy it at a later date?
They have 30 days, but the risk with that is if something breaks prior to, you know, them calling and placing, then that would be considered pre-existing and it wouldn't be covered. So it's always better if they can get it at closing, but if they can't, they can add it, you know, later on. If it's more than 30 days, then there is going to be a 30-day wait. So like if you don't have a warranty on your home and you wanted to place one, you could do that, but there would be a 30-day wait. And just like on the warranty that's going through a closing, everything has to be in good working condition. So you can't like wait until your air conditioner breaks and then, you know, put a warranty on and expect us to replace it.
Okay. So long as they have a home inspection and the home inspection reveals that everything is in working order, if they waited to 21 days past the close, they still could get the warranty without the wait and everything would be covered.
Yes, as long as everything's working at that time.
Okay. Now, if they wait 3 months down the road,
then there's a 30-day wait.
Yeah, let's say they want to get it in. They close in December. They want to get it in March. Their coverage wouldn't start till April.
Correct. But we're going to tack on a month to the end. You're not going to lose 30 days. It's just that it won't become effective until 30 days, and then we'll tack on that extra month. So you'll have a full year is what I'm trying to say.
Okay, I got you. Okay, that was a question that we've had, from buyers. Another thing that we've had people ask us about, as far as the rates are, I mean, the rates that you charge for the home warranty, do those fluctuate just like any type of warranty or insurance? I mean, are your rates like, do they go up in increments like every 5 years or are the rates
It just depends. Yeah, no, ever so often, we may have a rate increase. It just depends on, you know, because like this, I know we had one, I think it was about a year ago, but it's because they came out with, you know, the cost of like air conditioning and the hot water heater. They've added so many things, you know, like it has to have certain codes. You have to do certain things. So the costs on things have gotten so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, the warranties have gone up. But when I started, almost 17 years ago, the standard was $295, and now it's $395. So it hasn't gone up that much, and, you know, like everything else has, is what I'm trying to say. So it's one of those things that people have to understand that, you know, we're covering the home for a year for things that break due to normal wear and tear. So we don't cover everything. I mean, for less than $500, there's no way, you know, that we cover everything in the house. We cover exactly what the warranty says. It's very specific, just like your warranty for your car or, you know, your refrigerator or anything else. You know, there are certain things we cover and certain things we don't, and we're always going to try to repair it first. We're not going to replace it unless we can't repair it. So that's, you know, a thing that sometimes people think, oh, well, my dishwasher's getting old or whatever, I'll just call and get a new one. You can't do that. You know, it has to fail before we can go out and fix it or decide that it needs to be replaced.
Okay. So. Believe it or not, we're down to 10 minutes. I think I told you earlier that the 30 minutes is going to go by really fast. Because we're down to about 10 minutes of this week's show. Something that I think sometimes buyers get confused, you know, when they get the home warranty. Does all three levels of coverage, your basic, your standard, comprehensive plus, and enhanced, do they have to pay a service charge for a contractor to come out with all three of those levels or just I mean, you know,
yes,
a service
no.
charge or a trip charge, does that
yes,
come into
anytime,
play, or is that out of pocket?
Yes. Anytime they call and place a request for service, they're going to pay that $75. Now, if they have, like, you know, two plumbing issues, and then they only pay $75 once for those two issues at the same time. But, like, if it's, you know, a plumbing request this month and another plumbing issue next month, then they're going to pay $75 each time that the contractor has to come out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's with all three levels. Even if they got the
yes.
enhanced cream of the
yes.
crop, there's still a service charge.
Yes. And it's $75 no matter what.
Okay. No matter who the contractor is or what they're doing.
Correct.
Okay. Because, I mean, I'm sure you've gotten calls from customers saying, hey, you know, why do I got to pay the $75? But, we've had buyers call us and go, you know, well, I called the warranty company and they sent somebody out for this issue or that issue. And then they were telling me that they had to pay money, you know. And I
right.
said, well, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, service, because service calls could rack up. I mean, you could eat up the cost of the home warranty real quick with service calls
right.
alone, let alone
right.
the repairs and everything. Okay.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, you know, a lot of times people get confused about, you know, they think that because they've got this warranty that when something breaks, no matter what, we're going to take care of it. Or they want to just call their own person, you know, and have them come out and take care of it and then send us the bill. It doesn't work that way. They have, you know, they have called the 800 number. We have arrangements with our contractors to do things for us, you know, because we provide them with so much business. They do things at a discounted rate for us. So it's not the same thing as paying retail. So they need to understand, you know, we may come out and fix that hot water heater or you know, but they're going to pay, and they pay the $75. Sometimes there are other costs that they have to pay as well. But we always let them know that up front. It's not like they just show up and fix it and then say, oh, by the way, you owe me $250, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We're very upfront with them about what they have to pay, and we won't authorize the contractor to do something unless the homeowner has agreed to, you know, whatever those fees may be.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
okay.
The majority of the time they're going to pay the $75, they're going to come out and fix it, and, you know, everything's great. But sometimes there may be other costs, especially if something has to be replaced. Sometimes there can be
okay.
something else they have to pay for.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Wow, that's a lot of info, right, in 25 minutes.
Exactly.
But, I mean, that's why we do the show. You know, I mean, our show is for sellers and buyers or people that are in the real estate industry, because there's so much information out there when it comes to home warranties and inspections and surveys and title work and lenders and it's
right.
just you run the gamut. You know, so I think you've provided a lot of great baseline information just to kind of help people, whether they're listening live today or they tune in a couple of weeks and listen to the podcast. It's just a kind of good information that they can get. And they can get this information at 2 a.m, you know, online.
Right.
They can listen to the show. It will be podcast, so they can listen to it whenever they like. Probably in the last, we have about 5 minutes. And the last 5 minutes, if you can give us a couple of stories or scenarios that you have come across being a sales representative for a home warranty company, if you have like one or two stories that you can share with us that would coincide with the benefits of having a home warranty and protecting yourself.
Sure. I mean, one of the things I think that stands out the most to me is the first-time home buyer that has pretty much put all their cash, closing costs, and their down payment on that new home. And if the air conditioner goes out, they don't have the money, you know, to take care of that. So it's great that they can call us. You know, we're going to take care of the, you know, probably the majority of the cost, if not all of it. And all they're having to pay is that $75. That's peace of mind for them. It's also great peace of mind. I've had, you know, elderly homeowners that are by themselves. And we do the vetting of the contractor and everything. They've got insurance and they're bonded. So that homeowner can, you know, feel comfortable that when that person comes out, you know, it's somebody that we've looked into that's going to go out and do them a good job, hopefully. So, you know, and then one more real quick. I had an investor the other day that usually puts home warranties on their properties, and they did not. They hadn't had one for a while, and they'd added it just there at the end. And there was a 30-day wait. Well, at the end of the 30-day wait, when they went to turn the heat on, the heat didn't work. Well, the heat exchange was all rusted out. So if they had kept that warranty on there, you know, every year, we would have taken care of it. But because it wasn't, it was already, you know, that was a pre-existing condition. So it's one of those things, sometimes you don't use it, but when you need it, it's amazing. So,
it's kind of like medical insurance.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to get caught without it, especially
it's
with
like,
these things.
Yeah, oh, exactly. And, I mean, you know, they say, statistically speaking, that your home is probably going to be the largest investment you'll ever make
Absolutely.
In your life. And we have medical insurance, we have life insurance, we have car insurance, we have all these other insurances, you know, flood insurance, we
Right.
have mortgage insurance, you know, PMI and that kind of stuff. So why wouldn't you have some kind of insurance or warranty coverage on the home itself? Because,
Right.
boy, I'm telling you, it can get really scary and can throw you in it can throw you into a situation where you could miss a payment, miss a mortgage payment,
yeah.
you know, if it's a big chunk of change. So,
well, and you get the notices showing when we go out to one of your homeowners and take care of something for them. So you can see that the warranties do pay, you know, we don't just take their money and say, oh, sorry, that's not covered kind of deal.
Oh, we've gotten several over the last 2 years, that me and Michelle have been in the business. We've gotten multiple notices of we repaired this and we took care of this for your buyer.
Right.
And then we got notices from your company, and then we got calls or texts from our buyers, our past clients that said, thank you. You know, it's like, yeah, we saw that. We saw that they fixed that for you, and, you know, lucky you. So it does benefit. You know, I would encourage the listeners to, number one, make sure that you are getting a home warranty from the seller of the home you're purchasing. If not, find the money to purchase it yourself. Don't walk into a new home that you don't really know that much about other than what the inspector has told you, you know, and purchase the warranty yourself if you have to do that and the seller doesn't agree to it. Also, I believe that it's important for sellers to put that home warranty coverage on their property in case anything comes up while it's listed, so that they're not out a ton of money in addition to the listing fees and the cost of marketing the home.
Right.
And to have that covered for sure.
Well, so, and Brad, so your listeners know that is my cell phone that's on there. So if they have any questions, they're more than welcome to give me a call.
Perfect. Perfect. We are down to the 2-minute warning, and we're going to have the lady from Blog Talk interrupt us and give us a 90-second warning. Any last minute thoughts?
No, it's just really, I mean, there really is a benefit to the home warranty, especially if, you know, you find yourself tied on cash. Even if you don't, it's always nice not to have to pay that retail cost to have an air conditioner or hot water, you know, replaced for you. So anyway,
and there she is. Okay. I agree. I think it's something that's it's a smart move. And I'd recommend it highly. Want to let everybody know we're down to about 60 seconds. I want to thank you for joining us on the Texas Big Real Estate Show. Once again, thank you, Susan Botard with Fidelity National, for being our guest this week. Thank you. And wanted to let everybody know, there's a 60-second mark, that this is our last show for this year, our last live show. We will have a Christmas special show next Monday, the 25th. So tune in at 3 o'clock next Monday for our special Christmas show with some awesome classic Christmas music. And then who knows, we might be back next year with season 2. So we're going to wrap it up for this week. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, Susan. And thank you, Shannon Franzen, our featured realtor. And Merry Christmas to everybody and a Happy New Year. And don't forget to tune into our Christmas show next Monday at 3. But for now, just remember, there's no place like home. And we'll catch you maybe next year. All right. Thanks, everybody. And we appreciate y'all tuning in. Have a good holiday, and we'll be back next week. Bye for now.